going to play old Bonaparte's March over the Rhine. Been in New York. I went down there a while ago, stayed at the hotel. I went up to that clerk and I asked him if I get a place to stay overnight, and he says, European or American? I says, American, born, raised here, never in Europe in my life. Well, he says, you want a bath? Well, I says, that ain't none of your business, mister, whether I do or not. And what? I took a bath and changed my clothes just before I left home, but it wasn't none of his business. Well, he says, outside or inside? Well, I says, I usually make a practice taking a bath on the outside. He says, I mean, do you want an inside or an outside room? Oh, I says, well, that's different. I'll take an inside if it's all the same to you. Looks a little mite stormy on the outside. Well, he says, inside will cost you a dollar and outside a dollar and a half. Well, I says, mister, this is the first place I ever struck where it's cheaper to stay in the house than it is outdoors. But I stayed there all right, and I stayed on the inside. They gave me a beautiful room. Oh, yes, a dandy. That little fella took me up to it, you know. He was awful polite. He kept poking his head into my door about every 2 minutes. He'd stick his head in and say, did you ring, boss? Ring? No, I says, I didn't ring. You go to bed. Back he come in about a minute and said, did you ring again? Ring again, I says, I ain't rung at all yet. There ain't nothing to ring. You go to bed. You won't be up in time for school if you don't. I couldn't bother with him. I was trying to pick a little white button out the wall of my jackknife I see there. I couldn't pay much attention to him. Say, they had the curiousest lighting apparatus in that room ever I see. All they had for light in that room of mine was a red hot hairpin in a bottle hung up by a string. Well, I couldn't put that thing out to save my life. Blew on it till I got so dizzy I put near fell out the window and turned some water onto it, out the water pitcher, but I couldn't do nothing with it. I finally thought of a scheme, though. They had a bureau there in the room on little wheels, and so I took that bureau and I hauled it right up in under that there lighting apparatus and climbed up into a chair and untied, oh, I guess a half a dozen knots in that string. I let that bottle down and it shot up in the bureau drawer. Well, I'll play you Pop Goes the Weasel. I get to talking, telling stories. I forget what I'm doing.